thought also that it might be a pretty good time to state our own position on this and why we are going to continue attempting these negotiations. It was just 30 years ago today, on December 8th, 1953, that President Dwight Eisenhower made a speech on this very subject of nuclear weapons. And in that speech, he said, "To the making of these fateful decisions, the United States pledges before you its determination to help solve the fearful atomic dilemma, to devote its entire heart, mind, to find a way by which the miraculous inventiveness of man shall not be dedicated to his death, but consecrated to his life." And this administration endorses this view completely, and this is what we are dedicating to.
You're not concerned about the break-off at this time? I know it was the end of the talks, but yeah. It also sounds very tough and final.
Well, other than in this one, I think that they're pretty careful about their choice of words, and all they said in this one was that they were not prepared at this time to set a date for when they would come back.
You're convinced they will.
I am very hopeful. Well, I think this is more encouraging than a walkout and simply saying they won't be back.
Mr. President, do you think it may be time for a summit meeting?
Do you think Secretary Shultz will meet
Romico in Sweden? He's taking that up with the ministers right there now, and I will support such a thing. I think that it would be, and that would sort of answer your question, too. I think there's some preparation. There's been no indication from them of any desire for such a meeting. But Secretary Shultz meets Romico in Stockholm at that meeting.